Discipline. Discipline is the key to getting life under control. Amen. When I guarantee you, if there is a part of your life, this area in your life, it just seems like it's all out of control, amen, it's because you lack discipline in that area. Everybody say you lack discipline in your area. I told you, glory to God, I talked about the military, especially, you know, the Navy SEALs. When you go out to be a Navy SEAL, they put you on a harsh training. And in any military that you go into, the first thing you have to do is go through basic training. Everybody say basic training. Amen. They're not going to let you out there on the field unless you are what? Trained. Look at somebody say trained. I like that brother say, you got to be fully trained. Everybody say fully trained. Glory to God. See, you got to understand this, glory to God. God is military minded. The Bible talks about we're in the what? Army of the Lord. Everybody say the army of the Lord. Now, if our army have enough sense to train its soldiers, amen, what do you think about God? Amen. God wants his servants to be what? Trained. Fully trained, amen. And you got to understand, watch this. For every task God calls you to, he fully trains you for. Look at somebody say he fully trains you. Now, you may not like going through the training, amen, but the training will make sure, amen, that when you are performing, you will perform at your best. My God, amen. That you are high quality, that you are most anointed. Everybody say most anointed. Glory to God. See, you are at your highest level of anointing when you walk in discipline. Oh, come on, somebody. You operate in, watch this, in the fullness of God, the fullness of the power of God. But watch this, glory to God. God doesn't make you. It's available to you, amen. But it's only available through your willingness to submit to the discipline. Amen. The military, watch this, you in basic training, they don't make you do anything, amen. Glory to God. You can get out of this thing, but you'll get out of it. It won't look good. Amen. Everybody say dishonorable. Say again, dishonorable. Nobody wants to dishonor God. The only way, my God, that we can watch this, be in a task or have a job, amen, and we come out dishonorable is we fail to yield to discipline. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to dishonor God in anything. But watch this. But in order that I do not dishonor him, I must first have to put me under. No, come on. It can't be about me. It can't be about what all I want, amen. It's got to be about what God ordained in my life. Amen. So the purpose, see, we're trying to get everybody else under. Oh, no, they need to do something about him. They let them know. No, the first person we need to do something about is what? Yourself. Amen. Make sure you're under submission. Make sure you're under control. Amen. Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Somebody shout discipline. It means control. It's training that corrects. Everybody say training that corrects. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about this because how many know it never feels good to be corrected?
All right now.
Oh, come on, look at me. Matter of fact, your flesh hates correction.
Oh, amen. Double
amen. Somebody correct you, be like, what? Your flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Even though you need it, mm-hmm. but your flesh doesn't like it. So you have to begin to what? Put your, come on now. Put your flesh under. Train yourself to begin to what? To mold to correction. You have to be adjustable. Everybody say adjustable. See, you can't take just a regular old wrench and expect it to fit any nut. Oh, come on, somebody. But if you get, if your wrench is, somebody say adjustable, I don't care what size the nut is, amen, you can adjust. Come on, somebody. You can adjust to get the job done. Amen. So in order to be adjustable, you have to, watch this, not be fixed in yourself. You can't be fixed in your ways. Watch this. See, discipline, the first thing it always brings about is a change. Amen. See, watch this. Most people hate discipline because they don't want to change. Or they want the change, but they don't want to experience the pain of that change. It inconvenienced me to adjust. I like the setting that I was in. Come on. But watch this. But that way may not get the job done. So you got to be willing to. Somebody say adjust. You got to be willing to adjust. Amen. To make the proper adjustment to meet the goal that you're trying to achieve. Everybody say you must be willing to make the proper adjustment to reach the goal that you want to achieve. It takes discipline. It takes discipline. You have to get yourself. Now watch this. When I'm talking about yourself, amen, glory to God. Because man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in the body. Say, I'm a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. Glory to God. My spirit is the real me. That's the real me. That's who I am. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship in and in truth. Amen. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. My soul is my mind, my will, my emotion, my intellect, my imagination. Everybody say my mind, my will, my emotion, my intellect, and my imagination. Those that comprise my soul, glory to God. And then I live in this physical body. Amen. My body, glory to God, is how I contact this physical realm. Come on, somebody. That's why, in order to live in this physical realm, I must possess a physical body. Amen. Just like in order to walk in space, you have to have a space suit. In order to live on earth, you have to have a earth suit. See, my body is my earth suit. Amen. My body is not me. It's just simply the suit I wear so I can maneuver and move here on earth. Glory to God. But see, I understand, glory to God, that in each arena of man, spirit, soul, and body, in order for me to function, I must have discipline. I must discipline my spirit. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Watch this. How do I do? Amen. Because watch this. My spirit is just like my body. Amen. It needs nourishment. It needs strength. Come on, somebody. Strength. Glory to God. Watch this. My spirit, man, had to be disciplined to eat of a daily intake of the word. Everybody say discipline. Glory to God. When I'm not getting the proper word intake, glory to God, my spirit becomes famished. Hallelujah. And watch it. And my spirit cannot lead me the way he needs to lead. Why? Because he doesn't have the strength. Come on, somebody. Everybody say the strength. The strength to begin to what? To now lead and guide me like he should. Amen. Why? Because he haven't got the proper nourishment. Amen. Because the word produces strength to my spirit. The Bible say be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So in order for me to be strong, amen, I have to eat the proper nutrition, amen.
Amen.
I have to eat of the word. Everybody should eat of the word. The Bible talks about, watch that, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. Now, if you fast, fast your flesh. Don't fast your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Because your spirit is supposed to be strong at all times. Amen. You can't walk out to your mind, amen, because your mind was not created to watch this, to take the pressure of what you go through.
Amen.
That's why when the heat get on, your mind go tilt, amen. But you know what? Why your mind go tilt? Because you want the spirit to step up and say, hey, that's all right, I got this. I got this, amen. That's why the Bible say, trust in the, with all your, or with your whole spirit, and lean not on your own, but in all your ways, and, oh, come on, and he will direct. How's he going to direct the spirit of a man? It's the candlestick of the Lord, amen. Come on, everybody say the candlestick. See, a candlestick is no good without a flame on it. Come on, somebody. But God said, watch, when you get born again, I'll light your spirit. I become a lamp. Come on. And your spirit now becomes a lamp into your feet and a light into your path. It gives you guidance, glory to God. Come on, somebody. But you got to understand, it's no good because through the entrance of the word. He said, the entrance of my word give. Light. Everybody say light.
Light.
It's the entrance of the word. He gives light. Glory to God. So I have to watch this. It's hard. Everybody say hard. To break habits.
Amen.
It's not easy to break habits. Amen. Especially doing the things that you normally and used to do all the time.
Amen.
So you got to understand that before you got born again, you lived in darkness. You was accustomed to dark. You spent the majority or all of your time in the dark. Come on. You become in the dark. Come on, everybody say in the dark. Glory to God. But when light came, amen. See, everybody say it takes discipline. When light came, glory to God. Watch it. How many know when you, just like if you in your bedroom, amen, all the lights off, watch this, and all of a sudden somebody comes in the room, amen. The first thing you do what? Set them out. Amen. Why? Because you have got accustomed. Amen. And when you come into the light, amen, watch this. Sometimes the light will hurt you. So now, watch this. Now that you're born again, you have to discipline yourself, amen, so that you can come on. adjust. You know, that's why it's hard to forgive. Because it's a, you have to adjust because you ain't been used to. Come on now. You used to cussing them out. But now the Bible say pray for those who despitefully, what you got? It was so much easier. Seem like I flow so much better. Cussing them out. Come on, somebody. But now that's not who I am anymore. Come on. I must have, come on now. I had the discipline. I got the now. See, because my flesh got used to it. My tongue got used to it. The word used to roll off your tongue, amen. How many know, how many remember now when you cuss, you can really cuss good?
Amen.
I was good at cussing. Some of y'all good at cussing now. It takes discipline to bring about change. It takes a control or a, watch this, a prescribed order. What do you mean by that? When I, before I got saved, and I could cuss, you know, I could cuss. I grew up hearing everybody in the house just by cussing, you know. Mama cuss, sisters cuss, brothers cuss, you know. And you know, you young, they wouldn't let you cuss because I couldn't wait to grow up so I could. Y'all looking at me like that. Come on, cuz you couldn't wait to grow up so you can cuss. Amen. Glory, you got to the age of nine. So you got to, you learn how to cuss in private.
Uh-huh. Come on now. Are you
there? You learn how to cuss in private, amen. And so you practice cussing. Have you ever heard of somebody that up at, no, they can't even cuss good. Can't even say the words right. You know they green at cussing. But you know what they do? They practice. They become what? Repetitious. They created, watch this, a prescribed order. Come on. So that now that their mouth could conform into those words like that. Amen. So watch it. In order now to adjust and change, it's going to take an equal and an opposite force. Oh, my goodness. To come against that, to overturn that, and cause it to flow in the other. So you got to put, watch this, at least equal or more time, come on now, watch this, in the word that you was, watch it, in that world. Come on, somebody. And see, we don't want to study. The Bible talks about, come on now, study to show yourself approved, amen, a workman that need not be a change so you can rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. You got to spend some time in the word. You spend some time trying to cuss. So now you got to get a prescribed order. Amen. So I had that problem, man. You know, was out there and I used to play basketball all the time, man. And they find me, man, I'm just cussing. Blankety blank. You know, blankety blank, you know. And you fouled me, you know. Oh, let me, okay. Blankety blank, nigga, you fouled me, okay? Yeah, all right. You know, come, you talk this stuff. And I got saved. Born again. Hey. Glory to God. I'm not playing basketball. Blankety blank, nigga, you fouled me. Oh, you know, what? And I'm still, I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. And I'm getting convicted of it, but it just kept on happening. He found me again, blankety blank. You found me. Amen. But then I learned that, watch this, in order to change something, you got to replace it with something. Come on, somebody. See, even when you go to the doctor and you have maybe some type of bacteria or any type of virus, and they give you some penicillin. Everybody say penicillin. And the doctor say, take this daily till it's all gone. Don't wait till you feel better, but you take it till it's all what? Gone. Come on, somebody. So now what he's trying to do, come on. The virus is in my body, and it is taking over. So now what? But my orderly prescription, when I do what's been prescribed for me to do, and I do it in an orderly manner. Come on. Everybody say orderly manner. See, you can't be out of control and then expect you get in control. In order to get control, you got to get in control. You order. Everybody say order. So now I begin to now to get some order in the word. I spend time in the word, amen. I begin to meditate the word. Come on, somebody. I let not my eyes turn to the right nor to the left, but I kept looking straight on. Come on, somebody. Oh, my goodness. I'll go there. First Peter, watch this. Everybody say discipline. Hallelujah. Excuse me, Second Peter. Second Peter, the first chapter. This is what I learned. Amen. Have you ever seen that commercial? They used to do a commercial about milk. And this old little bit old skinny boy, just real skinny. I mean, he didn't have no bones in him. Like if the wind blow, the wind would blow this boy away. He was that skinny, amen. And they had this girl up there, man, and you know she's in the bikini and stuff like that. She's standing up there, amen. And the boy looks over at the girl, amen, and he have a glass of milk in his hand. He said, "That's all right, I'm drinking milk." And they say milk makes the body good, amen. And then after a while, it shows him that he comes back and he's rippling. Amen. Yeah. I mean, he's bulging, muscles everywhere, glory to God. And the girl walks up to him. And he looks at the camera and says, milk does the body good, amen. See, you may not, watch this, you may not look like what God says you are now. But if you keep drinking the milk, the Bible says you got to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Everybody say grow thereby. Look at somebody say, I may not be what God called me now, but I'm being transformed. Amen. Come on, amen. I am now, watch this. I'm that. It just don't look like that now, but I'm developing into the full image and the stature of God. Amen. So the Bible said, And Peter, 2 Peter, verse 1, chapter 1, excuse me, verse 3, it said, according as his divine power have given us all things to pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to virtue and glory. When I got saved, God placed in me everything that I need to come into the full nature of him. Amen. It did not look like that. Amen. Why? Because I was simply underdeveloped. Everybody say, I was underdeveloped. Glory to God. See, nobody comes out the womb full grown. You come out as a what? And everybody who comes in the kingdom of God comes in as a what? And a babe. The Bible says, as a babe, you have to desire. Everybody say desire. The sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Amen. Watch this. So you got the discipline. How many know you got to feed a baby, every 2 hours? 2 to 4 hours? You feed that baby, amen. Glory. You can't get tired of what? That because the baby needs that to do what? To grow. Come on, somebody. Glory. It needs it to grow. Amen. If, watch this. And the baby will cannot mature right if it does not get the proper intake of milk. Are you with me? So watch this. You discipline yourself to what? To those baby feet. I mean, no, sometimes you don't want to get up. Now, you're going to tell the truth. Amen. You tired. And glory to God. And all of a sudden, But you disciplined yourself. Amen. Put that flesh under to go and do, amen, what you know you have to do so that baby can have the proper growth. You have to do that for your spirit, man, also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, many of you, as long as you've been born again, glory to God, you are not at the spiritual maturity you're supposed to be at. Simply because you have not disciplined yourself to what? To feed your spirit the way you properly need to feed your spirit. Amen. You have problems. Ooh. Okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. You will begin to have problems in your soul when your spirit is not properly fed, and you will have problems in your flesh when your spirit is not properly fed. Amen. Come on, da da la baha. People who are not receiving this proper intake and disciplining themselves spiritually, glory to God, are having problems in their mind, their will, their emotion, their intellect, and their imaginations. Amen. And also, they have problems in their body. Amen. You cannot walk in divine health if you are not walking spiritually in the word like you're supposed to. Why? Because the word of God is life to those who find him, man. So you're going to have problems in this body. Look at the name, so you're going to have problems in this body. That's what the Bible tells us. Watch this. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. But see, your soul cannot prosper without your spirit. Amen. Your soul prospers by submitting itself to the spirit man. And come on. And your spirit man gives his instruction through the word. Amen. So watch this. I have to discipline myself to meditate in this word, amen. Why? Because my failure to meditate spiritually, amen, makes everything else in my life out of control. Everybody say out of control. See, watch this. I can't think right when I'm not in the word. If I can't think right, watch this, my imagination gets messed up. When my imagination gets messed up, it messes my emotions up. The way I feel is all messed up. Amen. I feel angry sometimes. Come on. I don't know why I'm angry. I'm just angry. Come on. I feel sad. I don't know why I'm sad. I'm just sad. Come on now. Hallelujah. I desire things I ain't supposed to desire. Don't know why. Because what? My soul is just all out of control. And because my soul is out of control, I do stuff. I don't know why I do it. Hey, up here, somebody, man, they come up, man, they whoop their kid and beat their kid like this. I don't know why mommy do it. Mommy loves you, she don't know. Because out of control. Everybody say out of control. How many ever tried smoking? Remember, those who tried smoking. Remember when you first started smoking? What happened? Why? Because your body wasn't used to it. It's not a natural order. Smoke is not supposed to come into your lungs, amen? So everything begin to fight, amen? But you know what you do? Comes out the door. You force it under. Amen. And then when you force it under, when you get wisdom and try to quit, come on. You got to have the same tenacity that you did to break down your body to build it back up. Everybody say it takes control and discipline. You got to force. Everybody say force it. Now, you're not going to get that today. Mm-mm. You're not going to get that. What you're going to get is some word. Amen. Stop thinking about that. Why? I'm going to put something else on your mind.
Come on now.
Everybody say, get under control. It takes discipline. Amen. Come on, man. Everybody say, discipline. Keep my Bible down right there. Training that corrects, mold, perfects the mental factor, the moral character, control gained by enforcing obedience. Everybody say, enforcing. So when you have spiritual breakdown, you're going to have mental breakdowns and you're going to have physical breakdowns. You got to understand it's important, amen. Why? Because your spirit man holds everything together. That's what the Bible says. Oh, come on, watch this. Guard your spirit with all diligence. Come on. Everybody say with what? Diligence. Everybody say diligence. Or can I say discipline? Why? Because out of it flows the influences of your life, the forces of your life. It influences out of your spirit. Whatever goes on in your spirit is going to affect everything around you. Amen. Glory to God. So you have to learn how to train it. Amen. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. Amen. Now watch this. Now that my spirit is born again, amen, the Bible says, as a newborn babe, I must desire the sincere milk of the word, amen. And then as I get to maturity, amen, I get weaned off of milk into the what? The meat of the word. Everybody say the meat of the word. Now watch this. When you get to that point, glory to God, then the weapon of your warfare cease to be carnal. Everybody say, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. See, I don't go by carnal means, amen. But it's mighty through God to now the pulling down a stronghold. See, you can't do that, glory to God, until you get spiritually mature. Spiritually mature people control their thoughts. When you control, that's why, what do you mean by that? It's hard to offend somebody who's spiritually mature.
Amen.
You can talk about them all they want. You know what they're going to do? They're going to love you. They're going to forgive you and love you. Walk on around that to me. No. Amen. So you why? Because they why? Because they're not moved by those things. They have disciplined themselves. Amen. And they understand as a you're going to have to endure hardship as a good soldier. Amen. So I know that the devil going to use people that I love against me. So I might as well get ready for that. And don't allow what other people do to move me. I learned that in basic training. Everybody said basic training. I learned that in basic training. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. It's not easy when you're 18 year old. Everybody say 18 year old. You're 18 year old, and you probably been indulging with sex since you were about 13. And now you're 18 year old, you get born again, they look at you, first thing you tell them I'm saved, first thing they look at you and say, you know you can't have sex. And you're like, huh? Everybody say 18 years old. I'm just telling you the truth, amen. And watch this, you can get saved, amen, but it, there's some stuff in you.
Come on,
There's some stuff and urges that's, you know, they talk about, you look at your hand, they look new, look at your feet, and they were too. No. I was saved, amen. But Paul, I had memories in the corners of my mind. Come on, y'all, I'm just being straight. Now that I'm saved, what am I going to do with these memories? Because these thoughts are coming. I'm trying to live a Christian life, amen. I'm 18 years old. I don't want to play with God, amen. I'm at home and thoughts coming through my mind. Amen. You remember? I'm in the floor rolling. Telling my flesh, no! Amen. Because first of all, I was saved. Amen. And nobody taught me what was going on in me.
Come on.
Come on
now.
Amen. I ain't know. Born again people ain't supposed to be thinking like this. Oh, they tell you that if you must didn't get it. I must didn't get saved because I'm thinking some freaky things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Okay, y'all see. Come on. And the devil was throwing everything at me. Man, people that used to hit on, they wouldn't leave doing that, man. You get saved, they're like, hey, how you doing? You getting calls, you ain't just calling me. Come on, else. But you know what the devil said? I got to get him back out here before he get trained. If he ever knows that he's more than a conqueror, if he ever knows that God has placed in him the victory, if he ever knows, glory to God, that the word that he can control his thoughts, I can't mess with him. I was in there, me and my brother Larry. Come on, we used to get together, get the word together, and we stayed in there. There's some scriptures that we went to. We knew exactly where we need to go to. Amen. You know, right then I wasn't working on prosperity. I need to work on this sex thing. Amen. What does the Bible say about sex? What does the Bible say about keeping yourself? Amen. Because, man, I need. Man, y'all, what did it say about this flesh? Because I thought, man, super Christian. I'm not going to look at another leg anymore.
Right, come on.
I'm in church, man, you know, everybody don't dress safe in church.
Amen. Come on now.
Boogers coming in, man, I'm saved with my little new saved self, and I'm like, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless all his holy name.
Come on,
Pat.
Come on,
but the Holy Spirit, he would visit me. He would tell me to keep speaking, getting the word. The Holy Spirit would tell me, all right, now go over to Proverbs. Read this. Meditate on this. Come on. I'm telling you, God would talk to me. Glory to God. I'll be laying down in the middle of the floor, and I'm studying. My mom would come in. She would just look at me. And she'd be like, she said, I used to look at you, Terry, when you was down there and stuff like that. I said, that Lord really dealing with that boy. Yes.
Yeah.
I would meditate, and I start getting scriptures and begin to speak through those things, glory to God. And I would flee. I would flee. At one time I was dating, glory to God, and my girlfriend would come over to the house, glory to God. My flesh would rise up. I'd run in my bedroom, get my Bible, and I'm laying on my bed, try to get my mind right. The Bible say, flee fornication. I should do that. Glory to God. I got saved at 18. I got married at 23. I didn't have sex until I got married.
Amen.
Did I get tempted? Oh, yes. But you know what? Discipline gave me victory.
Amen.
It gave me victory over all it. I won because what? I disciplined my spirit, glory to God, and watched my spirit force my mind. You get that? You cast down imagine every high thing. No, that's not your thought. I bring that thought in obedience to Christ, amen, and made my body start acting right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They used to make fun of me. I would say, man, I used to carry my Bible, man. You know, I didn't have a car, so we all going out, I used to walk, amen. And they used to make fun of me because they knew the type of lifestyle it is. You know, them walker boys, you got to watch it, make sure you lock your daughters up, and them walker boys out. And I kid you not, they used to make fun of me. I was walking, man, I was going across this field right there, and the boy hollered at me, "What you going to do, preach it out of a knack knock?" You know what I did? I just kept on going. So I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Discipline gives you the victory. I'm not here to tell you, watch this, that to live this life, you're not going to have anything come against you. I'm going to tell you all hell is going to come against you. But I'm telling you, amen, if you discipline yourself in the word, amen, the word will equip you to be more than a conqueror to him that loves you. If you're battling with something now, I don't know what you're battling with now, but I'm telling you right now, if you begin to work now, feed your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Some of the programs you're watching, you don't need to watch. Some of the things you're listening, you don't need to listen. Some of the books you're reading, you need to just stop reading them, amen, and start getting in the word, amen. See, it's so funny that we never have time for the word, but we have time for everything else. Amen. God's not going to change the time. You're going to have to discipline yourself to time.
Amen.
You discipline yourself to bring change in you. He's not going to change time. You discipline yourself to bring change in you. And it changes your mind. Once you change, you deal with your spirit, amen. So, you know, that's so many people have lost because they've been taught. They get saved like this, and people just leave them there. They don't teach them.
Amen.
How to begin to not discipline and train and build your spirit up. Amen. Get in the word of God. Amen. And they still wonder why people, they still fornicate like this. And it's not that they're not born again. Mm-hmm. It's just what? They like discipline. They don't know how to discipline. You got to teach them. Amen.
Amen.
You got to teach yourself to watch this, to plant the right word, to create the right thought, to now formulate the right imagination that will create the right action in you. Come on, somebody. Or decision, make the right decision. Decision makes the right actions. Amen. Your action becomes your habits. Your habit becomes your character. Your character shapes your destiny. Amen. You have to learn those things. Amen. And you're not going to learn it not coming to church.
Amen.
Why? Because watch this. If you're not studying at home, man, at least have enough to come and listen.
Amen.
And formulate. And shape yourself. Amen.
Amen.
I'm out of time, y'all. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
But this is so powerful on the inside of me, glory to God, because you got in you everything you need to win it.
Amen.
Just don't run. I'm telling you to run to win.
Amen.
Just don't be in the race. Win it. Everybody say win it.
Win it.
Just don't be saved, but live a saved life. Amen. You are who God says you are. You have what God says you have. You can do whatever God says you can do. I cannot be defeated. I shall never quit. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody standing. God bless you on today. Anybody learn anything?